He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Finley with Texans Today, the conference call edition. It's Wednesday, November 12th, and that means we have our opposing team conference calls. Today we bring you Indianapolis quarterback Peyton Manning and head coach Tony Dungy. He starts off talking about the Colts' win last week against the Steelers.
That was a good win for us, and it certainly has put us in a situation of feeling better than we were 3 weeks ago.
Tony, is it weird for you to be looking up instead of down at the rest of the division?
Well, it's different than it has been the last 4 years, for sure. But this is the real world, the NFL, and a lot of times it's like this, and you have to fight and play your best ball in November and December. So it's actually probably more realistic than maybe what's happened the last couple of years.
Do you like for a change that everybody's not, well, they still gun for you, but you know, you're not always the team everybody's trying to knock off this year. You're trying to knock off teams.
Well, no, I'd rather it be that we were 8-0 or 9-0 and everybody looking for you. You know, that's fun. You know, this part is a different kind of challenge, and it's having to win games and having to get yourself back in the race, having to get up after you've played poorly, those kinds of things. So it's all part of it. But no, I think ideally you'd rather be on top looking down at everyone else.
What do you think about, no one expected the Titans to be 9-0. What do you think about their season?
Well, they're playing really well. They are probably the team that I've seen that has minimized their own mistakes all year. They force other teams to beat them and not beat themselves. And you're going to win a majority of your games if you do that. And then they've played well. So that's the kind of football I admire. I think they've been very patient in putting this team together, and it's paying off for them.
Are you surprised Jacksonville's 4-5?
I'm not surprised at anybody that doesn't have the record they would like to have or they think they should have. It's a very competitive league. It's a competitive AFC. And, you know, we're sitting there 5-4 and probably a little surprised too, but it's not a situation where you can say, hey, this game's a lock or they should win that game. It doesn't really matter who you play, especially in the AFC.
Tony, is there any way to explain your success against Houston over the years?
We've been able to get off the fast starts against them and get ourselves ahead, and, you know, that certainly helps you. We got out 10-0 in this past game, and they caught us and, you know, outperformed us for three quarters. But I think a lot of it has been getting off of those fast starts, getting them out of their running game and getting them into a throwing game. You know, we'd like to do that again, but they're much more explosive than they've ever been when we played them. You know, they're averaging up in the 370s and putting a ton of points on the board. So I think they feel good about their ability to score, and that's probably what makes this team a little different than previous Houston teams we played.
Can you get a mental edge or psychological edge over a team that you beat them so often?
I don't think so. You know, people used to think New England had that on us and that they were in our heads and that kind of thing, and now I think we've won, you know, four of our last five against them. So it just, you know, it's how you play, and I don't think when you're a professional team, you think, well, this team has our number. We don't match up well against these guys. You go out and play the next game.
Tony, when you got there, Peyton had thrown a lot of interceptions, and you said at the time one of your goals was to reduce those turnovers, and you did. What was the key to doing that?
Well, I think it was getting everybody to buy into how we're going to play and the fact that we still wanted to be explosive, we wanted to make those plays, but the biggest way that we could win games was take care of the football on offense and take it away on defense. So you practice that way, you point those things out, and it still comes down to everybody believing that I've got to be careful with the football when I handle it. When I'm a runner and I have it, I've got to hang on to it. As a quarterback, I can't throw it into tough spots, put the receivers in bad position. I can't take those unnecessary chances. You always have to take some chances, but I've got to be able to rely on the whole team and on my defense and on my special teams. And we got to that point about 2003, and it really started to pay off for us.
Tony, when you see Peyton come out and play every game. He overcame the knee injury. And Texans Matt Schaub's been out four times in two seasons. What does it mean to a coach to know that your quarterback's going to be there every game? And what's the secret to him being there every game?
Well, the secret is probably a couple things. Probably, number one, it's having a great awareness of where people are and, you know, not taking those unnecessary hits. And then number two, you got to be a little bit lucky. He's had some close calls and some things that have bothered him. And the third thing that people underestimate is how tough he is. So all of that plays into it. It's definitely for any team, you know, to have your starting quarterback in all the time is obviously a big help. And that falls on everyone. That falls on the pass protection. That falls on the quarterback. And that, you know, as I say, a little bit of luck as well.
No, Joseph's been injured, but for you guys to be last in rushing, how frustrating has that been for you?
We haven't run the ball like we need to. We feel like we've got to be better, especially in November and December. So we're going to continue to work it. We have moved the ball well. We're not scoring as much as we'd like, and part of that is our running game. But all in all, we think it's correctable. And we've just got to continue to work at it just like we have our run defense. That has improved from the beginning of the year, and it's really not doing anything different. It's just working on it and doing it a little bit better.
Tony, could you talk about what you remember from the last 5 minutes of the game at Houston this year and also how important pulling that game out was for you?
Well, it was a huge win for us, a division road game and a game that we probably didn't deserve to win, you know, looking at the first 55 minutes of play. But I think what it shows is our team doesn't give up. We feel like we've got some quick strike ability. And, you know, everybody just continued to play hard, even though the situation didn't look good. I remember walking off the field and thinking how disappointing that would have to be for the Texans. But they bounced back. They won three in a row after that. And I think that was really something special in terms of what that team accomplished after a loss like that.
Tony, Dwight Freeney was very complimentary of their rookie left tackle, Dwayne Brown, after that game. After watching that film, what do you think of Brown?
Well, he's a very good athlete, and I think he's going to be an excellent player. He's getting baptism by fire, and he's playing against, you know, Dwight Freeney and Joey Porter and, you know, top guys every week, which is what's going to happen to you at that position. Vandenbosch, so... he's holding his own, I'm sure, just like with Tony Hugo practicing against Dwight every day, practicing against Mario Williams has to help him, and he's playing well for a rookie left tackle, playing very well.
Andre Johnson was on fire. Last two teams have really concentrated on him. What do you think about his season?
Well, he, you know, doing what he's done, I think the help that he's gotten from Owen Daniels and Kevin Walter and different guys catching the ball and being a big part of the offense has really helped him. Everybody is still taking the approach that you've got to know where he is, put in stuff to try to shut him down, not let him beat you. But getting that help, it's definitely been better for him, and he's a great player.
You've seen Sage Rosenfels a lot now. What is the difference between him and Schaub for a team?
Not a whole lot of difference. He might be a little bit more active and a little bit more mobile, but really not a whole lot of difference when you look at it. I think they're both very smart guys. They're both capable of making the throws you need to win. They run the bootleg stuff very well. They get out of the pocket and extend plays. And I think the team has confidence in both of them.
Tony, thank you so much.
All right. We'll see you guys on Sunday.
Oh, John, it's really hard to say. I think at 5-4, there's really not any corners out there. It's truly just one game at a time. That's the best thing we've done the last 2 weeks. You know, coming off losing two games, going to the New England game, we just said, hey, we need a win. And we got a good win versus New England, and then we knew we had a tough test last week against Pittsburgh and got another road win. So it's the same approach this week. We're playing Houston, a team who obviously we were fortunate to come away with the victory the first time. Their record, in my opinion, is misleading. Had a number of games that could have gone the other way. The defense is playing well. So we're truly taking one game at a time and just kind of fighting and scratching and clawing our way. And Just trying to hang in the picture here.
What is it like, Peyton, for you to be looking up at another team in the division for a change?
I mean, it's pretty much what normal football teams, you know, have to deal with. And I think I'm trying to remind our young players, our third and fourth year players, that, you know, what's kind of the way we started the last three seasons really is not normal. And, I mean, this is what, you know, the NFL is really all about. I mean, just fighting and scratching and, you know, trying to hang in the fourth quarter and make a play. And sometimes you make the play, sometimes they make the play, and you get beat by a field goal. So this is kind of what it's been like this season. And as I said, we're sort of just trying to fight our way through it. We've had some had some injuries and some young guys have had to play, but we're just still kind of fighting our way. So that's what we're having to deal with. And, it's important to hopefully try to be playing good football in the months of November and December, and hopefully we can be doing that.
Peyton, what do you think about the AFC South this season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still biased. I still think it's a tough conference, you know, at least from a defensive standpoint. That's really what I focus on. You know, whether you're playing Houston or Jacksonville or Tennessee, it's always a tough challenge, and especially with the good players on defense, when you got guys like Rhines and Williams, and it's an excellent defensive conference in my opinion, which is kind of what I'm focused on.
Hey, and obviously you've had some key injuries this year, but besides that, is there something else you guys are not doing as well as you did in the past?
Oh, I'm sure there are. I mean, I'm sure that's kind of the way it is every season. You're always looking to improve, and I mean, everybody can do their job a little better. I can do my job better, and like I said, hopefully we can do those things better at the same time and do it better, you know, in the second half of the season. So I think you're always trying to improve each week, each year.
Is there something that's been missing this year so far?
I don't know, you know, if anything's been missing. I mean, we're just trying to find a way to win games. That's what we've always tried to do, and that's kind of what we're doing this season.
What do you think about the Titans being unbeaten at this point?
I really just kind of thought about it the one time we played them, you know, and just I went down there and had some chances, just didn't do it in the fourth quarter. They made the plays in the fourth quarter and we didn't. So they're playing very well, obviously.
What is the key, Peyton, to you and Brett? You got the two longest streaks in the league, and you had your two surgeries. What is the key besides luck for a quarterback to be durable and play, don't miss starts like you two have?
Oh, well, there's a lot of things. I think the factor in, obviously, you know, you got to have good protection and good teammates. I've been real fortunate here. I've had great offensive line protection since I've been here. There's been a number of guys through the years, you know, going back to Tarek Glenn, and, you know, of course, Jeff Saturday's been here the entire time, you know, Ryan Dean, just a number of guys through the years that have contributed to that, you know, Howard Muslin, the line coach, the entire time here, and he's done a great job with those guys, and, you know, I've had receivers that get open on time, and, you know, running backs and tight ends that block and get open on time, so you're not going to hold the ball for a long time, and then, you know, I guess there is, you know, obviously you got to have good fortune, no question about that, but there's some want to in there. It's kind of about accountability, I think. I certainly expect my teammates to be there for me on Sunday, therefore it's important for me to be there for them as well, but I've been fortunate, there's no question about it, but it's something I do take a lot of pride in, being there every single Sunday.
Was the running game, has it been, are the guys getting healthy again? Do you feel good about where the running game's going to be?
Well, I hope so, John. I mean, obviously, that's something that we're always, you know, working on and trying to get established. I think every NFL team going into a game wants to establish the run, and we're no different. You feel like when you can run the ball, it certainly opens up a lot of other things for you. So we'll always stay committed to it, and something that we're trying to improve on, among other things.
Hey, looking back, how important was pulling out that game at Houston this year, and what are your memories of those last 5 minutes?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy end of the game, and, you know, like I said, offensively, we had some chances early in the game, and, you know, Houston made some stops on third down. They made some plays. We had some mistakes. We had some untimely penalties and some things that kind of hurt us a little bit. So, And, of course, at the end of the game, you know, our defense made a couple of big plays to give us a chance to get back in it. But it's a whole new game. You know, it seems like a while ago, and it's always a different challenge. You play a team the second time around, and it'll be a real test for us.
Do they look much different to you on film than when you played them the first time?
Well, it's only defensively. I thought they were playing well at that point. I think they're playing well now. I really do. I think they've gotten a couple guys back, certainly Robinson back in the secondary. I know they've lost a couple guys injury-wise, like all teams have, but they're still very active. They're sound in what they do, and really make you try to execute your offense. You know, they're not going to give you anything. I think their goal is to try to make you be real sound, and that's the important thing to try to do.
I know you never give up in a game, but what are you thinking when you're down 17 with 5 minutes to go? That's something.
Well, I've been playing long enough that, certainly we've had some games this year that, against the Packers and against the Titans when, we've been down 17 points or whatever with, 3 or 4 minutes to go, and you go out there and you drive and you score a touchdown. And you hear people often say, hey, that's a garbage touchdown, or, garbage stats, or those kind of things. I never believed in that. I believe in playing till the final whistle, and you keep fighting. And if you don't win the game, you can learn something in there. You can learn something about a 2-minute situation, or you can get your timing better with a certain receiver. And it certainly wasn't looking good, and certainly we had to have some help from our defense. But offensively, we went out there in that one drive and just kept fighting. Tom Santee, our tight end, has been injured some since, made a couple of catches, caught his first touchdown, and those are things that can come back to help you down the road, whether you win that game or not. So I believe in being a professional and keep playing until the end.
Do you think that taught some of the young guys in offense something, being able to pull that out?
Well, I certainly hope so. I think it's a valuable lesson in the NFL. It is a crazy game, and I've been involved in some crazy games, whether it's that one or we had a crazy one in Tampa a few years ago. And that's your job as a professional football player. You're getting paid to go out there and do your job and play up until the final second takes off. That's your job. That's what we did that day, and fortunately it worked out for us.
Peyton, if you could put a percentage on your knee on how good it feels, what would it be?
I've kind of gotten over those knee questions, and it feels fine. It's really not a factor.
Hey, Peyton, let me ask you one more question, please. Early in your career, you threw a lot of interceptions, and then you just cut them down in one season, I believe. What was the key? Was it just your maturity, or was it things going on around you, or play calling, or what?
Well, it's always kind of a combination of things. So, I think certainly the more comfortable you feel on offense, knowing where your answers are, knowing where your checkdowns are, that's always going to help you feel more comfortable out there. At certain times you're going to throw them. Guys are going to make good plays. You're going to have tip balls at the line of scrimmage by a defensive lineman where you made a good throw and a good read, and the guy didn't have a pass rush and got his hands up. So, those are usually pretty cyclical. I think those kind of go your way some and go against you some. But I think as a quarterback, you're certainly always trying to protect the ball. That'll be really important, for us this week. Houston is capable of creating turnovers, and so it's important to try to protect the ball. But as a quarterback, at the end of the day, the most important thing is to possess the ball at the end of every play, regardless of, you want to convert third downs, you want to throw touchdown passes. But I had our own coach in college, David Cutcliffe, told me the most important thing about every play is to possess the ball at the end of that play. And that's a quarterback's job to protect the ball. So it's something you try to every week, you try to do a good job of, and it'll be important this week.
I'm sorry, I got one more. The state of your alma mater, what do you think's happened there, and what would you like to see happen?
I was kind of disappointed about what's happened. I've spoken with Coach Fulmer. It was a sad day last week when that announcement was made, and that's kind of where my thoughts are right now, kind of for him right now. I'm unbelievably indebted to him for what he's done for me in my football career. He's the reason I chose to go to Tennessee, and what he's done for me as a person as well. So he's been in my thoughts a lot these past couple weeks, especially upcoming next week. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday when he pitches his last game there. I know that'll be an emotional day. And he's been in my mind a lot lately.